Anchorage's problem with homeless encampments in public parks and trails is reaching a new crisis point. That's according to a collection of increasingly organized and vocal community groups petitioning the city to get more aggressive in dealing with the problem. The tension was on full display at an assembly meeting today, as Alaska Public Media's Zechariah Hughes reports.
It was standing room only midday at City Hall as advocates, municipal employees, and elected officials crowded into a conference room. Over the last year, meetings of the Assembly's Homelessness and Public Safety Committees taken on a sense of urgency, with members of the public growing increasingly impatient with the city's management of the sprawling, unlawful encampments that speckle Anchorage's parks, trails, and green spaces. Neighborhood groups and community councils have become more organized and involved in the issue, criticizing officials for a lack of transparent communication and even presenting assembly members with a 12-point list of recommended actions. Assemblymember Dick Traney has been on the Assembly off and on since the early 90s and says he and his constituents are seeing the issue of homeless encampments on public lands getting worse and worse.
People are more frustrated than ever because they don't see anything being done. The camps are not done away with.
The administration of Mayor Ethan Berkowitz has taken big steps to create new housing and support services to get people off the streets, but it's a long-term strategy that many say has inadequate solutions or stopgap measures for addressing overflowing shelters, a concentration of struggling individuals on the east side of downtown, and messy, sometimes dangerous encampments throughout the Greenbelt that area residents say make them feel unsafe in their own homes. The city has a system for cleaning up vacated campsites, but it lacks the resources to keep pace with the problem. Parks and Recreation Director John Rada told the Assembly that since January, crews have cleared 65 tons of material from unlawful encampments, double what they'd collected by this time last year. Right now, the Assembly is reevaluating its strategy for clearing campsites. It includes a proposal to expedite removal when camps are close to a newly created class of protected public areas. Those include popular trails, playgrounds, schools, and recreation areas. The move's intended to classify broad zones where encampments cannot take root. The proposal could spark a legal challenge from civil rights groups. Traney says that the threat of litigation shouldn't stop the Assembly from taking more assertive actions.
My constituents are calling me up demanding action being taken. And they're right, we are the ones elected to do this.
In addition to the Assembly's revised abatement ordinance, the administration is set to unveil new components of its strategic action plan on homelessness in July. In Anchorage, I'm Zechariah Hughes.